My name is Graham.
My name is Robbie.
My name's Marlena.
My name is Andrew.
I am Curtis, a.k.a. Tron.
Milo Green.
USC, UC Irvine created the name of the band in school because you needed a fictitious name for email and Gmail and Shemail. I was born in 1957, so let's start with why that year.
It's not actually a year, it's an address. It is the address. It's about you. Dennis, it is about you. It's the address where we wrote a lot of the music and recorded some of the music, and the album cover is actually a painting at that address, so it all kind of comes together for us.
A little known fact is that, you know, we talk about Milo Green being a fictitious booking agent that we had in the early days, but when Robbie was strapped for cash, he was kind of magic miking on the side a little bit, and Milo Green was the stage name he used.
I thought we weren't going to talk about that, but...
It's revisionist history. We're getting real right now. We're getting under the fingernails.
Growing up, I was a very shy, bashful type guy. And so Milo Green was this kind of Hulk character that I created for myself to kind of come out and, be everything that I was not. So if I were walking down the halls of my high school or the halls of my middle school, Milo and I wanted to be Milo Green, he would be, you know, running, knocking on lockers, saying things like O'Doyle rules.
Silver Lake. I go down there all the time. And the second I get down to LA, the second I get off the plane, there's, you know, text saying, you know who's playing at the Silver Lake? You know who's playing at the... Right? And every band is going to change my life. They're doing, surely they're doing at least three residencies at three places in parallel, which I never know how they do. But LA, a bunch of years ago, tilted. It just absolutely tilted towards the east, which is amazing to me. Now, that said, I have seen some amazing bands at these showcases in Silver Lake. But being identified as an LA band, and we're going to go a little deeper, there were lots of projects before this one that didn't gel. And one of the quotes that I love is you said you were going to do this one right. So let's spend a few minutes, each of you, on what doing this one right means.
I think one of the luxuries of being based in Los Angeles and having that many other bands surrounding you is you can draw inspiration, but you can also kind of figure out what not to do. And I think, you know, we were all in bands for a very long time before this, and, you know, they kind of plateaued and weren't going where we hoped. And I think from those lessons, we kind of learned how we wanted to structure this band and how we wanted to prepare and get things as good as they could possibly be before we ever played a concert, released a song, said the name Milo Green to anyone. And I think, you know, we learned from those experiences in other bands how we wanted to set this one up. And, you know, we kind of, from the beginning, wanted to dismantle there being a ceiling for this band of how far we could go. I think, you know, we're all songwriters and we wanted to write just the best songs we possibly could that could transcend Silver Lake or, you know, not Silver Lake or West Los Angeles or whatever it have you, and just kind of be songs for as many people as we could possibly find to listen to them.
But not putting anybody down, what are some things you noticed that you said, you know, that's not what we're going to do?
It's like all over the place. It can go from like the way that their website looks to the way that they're like you're dressed on stage to the questions you answer in interviews videos. But we've always loved the idea of simplicity. Our music is pretty simple. The website is simple. It's easy to use. Like things like that. Our audience is kind of all over the place. It ranges from a very wide span of young to old, and everybody needs to be able to access the technology these days. And I mean, I think it can my parents use this website? That's as far as just the website goes. I mean, like that's important to me. And if they call and they say I can't figure this out, then I go, okay, we need to fix something, because if it's not that simple enough, then, you know, you may lose sales or something like that. It's just, it's always got to be simple.
90s R&B meets cinema is what I read. Now, I want to go for 90s R&B because so many, because that doesn't make you as hip and cool as you should be, because you, because you should be saying, we pulled from Stax and Motown and right to be the uber cool person on the street.
I mean, I love Sam and Dave as much as the next guy, but I think there's something about Boys to Men that's a little bit more specific to our adolescence, just a seesaw of those glory years.
Think about landscapes. We think about our environment. We recorded most of this past record in rural locations. So it's all plays into the structure of songs and the thematic imagery of the songs.
Great segue here. Shaver Lake, Seattle, L.A., Northern California. So was that choice of studio? Was that choice of atmosphere? Was that choice of producer? Was that choice of gear? Was that all of the above?
The first session we did was up in our hometown, and we just got together. We have a whole bunch of mobile gear, and so it was more of a convenience thing than anything else. Where's an empty space where we can make a lot of noise? And that was Placerville, that was Shaver Lake, that was San Ynez. We did a little bit in the 1957 house in L.A., and then towards the end of it, we went up to Bear Creek and did some recording up there.
We spent about 2.5 years making this, and for the most part, the production value is us. And we demoed the songs about 100 times. There's a million different versions, but we did them over and over and over again till we felt we got them right. And we did about 6 different recording sessions. And the 6 different sessions are all a part of the record. They're bits and pieces from all of them are on there. And we came up to Seattle and went to the Bear Creek studio and recorded up there. We got some new sounds. We recorded every song over again. We left and we weren't so happy with some of them. So we kept some, we threw some, but ultimately it was our decision, our choice, and you know, we call the shots. So it was us and our production moniker, the Cymbal Hands Productions, which is also who produced the movie. But we like cymbals and cymbal swells, which helps the thematic element to our music making, you know?
Look at this, Entertainment Weekly this week. TV that rocks. So, Heart of Dixie, this I'll do in full announcer voice. The song Milo Green, Take a Step, as George Scott Porter and Tansy Marsha Monroe moved closer on November 12th. Lemon, Jamie King, and LaVon, God, these names, Cress Williams, were at a disappointing standstill. She helped him with re-election. He helped her to a candle. Is that English? That's what it says. Helped her. ... to a candle. This is why I don't use ellipses in my writing. The LA Indie Outfits urging title aside, it was a step in the wrong direction. So you are the LA Outfit with an urging title. But syncs are good. Does it help a lot that you just happened to be signed to Chop Shop? And how did you land up on Chop Shop versus Atlantic? How do you make money in rock and roll these days? You don't sell any stinking records. Even if you're on Heat Seekers, you're on Heat Seekers. Ooh, that sold you how many units on Billboard? Ryan, you've been on Letterman and Conan, and we're not going to go through all of that because people know that already. If they don't, then they haven't been watching shows. But how do you make money these days?
From the beginning of this band, we had talked, like, I think, you know, when the vision of having this record that flowed together was there, there was also the idea of, you know, making a movie for the whole thing. And we always felt that this music was cinematic. So when Chop Shop approached us, it just felt like the right fit. It really did.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich, and it's two of your songs as the bread and songs by anybody else in between.